Be'ezras Hashem, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam Siches Chagig, in the laws of the Karbanos that come on a Yom Tov in the Sefer Karbanos, which in this Perek we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding these three types of Karbanos that we bring in every single Yom Tov, the Eilas Re'iyah, the Shama Chagiga, Shama Simcha. And this Perek Rambam discusses those that are exempt, and also regarding bringing the Karbanos and their consumption. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding those that are obligated and those that are exempt, and that which we learn out from Pesukim. Nashim Vavadim Peturim Nereiyah. Women and slaves are exempt from this mitzvah of showing themselves with the carbon in front of Hashem. Now, b'chol ha'noshim chayim b'riyah. Now, old men, they're obligated in ri'iyah, chutz, but there are some exceptions. Mecherish, someone who's deaf, ve'ilam, mute, v'shoyta, mentally deranged, v'katan, a minor, v'sumba, if he's blind, v'chigir, if he's lame, v'tamei, is richly impure, v'oral, and uncircumcised. V'chein, also, Hazaka, and someone who's elderly, v'achela, and he's sick, v'arach, and he's delicate where he can't walk on his feet, v'onig ma'id, or he's very spoiled, very mafunik, where he also is not used to walking. Shein yuchim la'alza al-reglaim, that all these individuals cannot walk on their feet. Kol elu ho'achad asa b'turim. So all these 11 individuals are exempt. U'shar kal nashim chayim b'riyah, but all of the men are obligated in the midst of riyah. Now, the Rambam qualifies these individuals. So the first one we spoke about that's exempt is hacherish, someone who's deaf. So avad bishur medaba, that's even if he speaks, which oftentimes the cherish is only a deaf mute. Here it's even if he's just deaf, even if he could speak. And afil hacherish bazna achas, even if he's only deaf in one ear. Patr meriyah is exempt from this mitzvah meriyah. Pchena suma, peinu achas, so but if he's blind just in one eye. Or chigi b'rag lachas, or if he's lame only one leg, patr is exempt. Or ilam, if he's mute, avad bishur shemi, even though he hears, patr is exempt. Tum devan dragonis, if we don't see any clear sign of gender, he has actually both signs of gender, which are androgynous. Peturin, they're going to be exempt. Neshim Svekisha, because of the doubt that maybe they're considered in halacha as a woman who is exempt. Misha Chesiav Vechesi Bechorin, someone who is half slave, half free person. Patim Neitzad Amdisha, but he's exempt because of the part of the slave that he is, which is exempt, like we said, Nashim Avadim. Now, Umenanja Kolel Peturin Riyah says, Rama, where do we know that all these individuals that we mentioned are exempt from Riyah? So how do you know? Because the pasuk says, "Yedal chol zochorcho," that all your males should show themselves. That's lo hitzias nashim. That excludes the women. Umitzah sasei she'en nashim chayavis ba. And any positive commandment that women are not obligated in, ain't avodim chayavim ba. Slaves have the same halacha like nashim. They're also not obligated. So that's nashim avodim. But moreover, actually, how do you know? The pasuk says, "Bavoy chol yisrael." When all the Jewish men come, lo hitzias avodim, which comes to exclude the slaves. And the nemet says in the pasuk in the bottom, "Bavoy chol yisrael lidois." When all the Jewish people come to show themselves. Teaches us, k'shem shehim boin lehedois lefnei Hashem, just like they come to show themselves in front of Hashem, k'shem boin lirois. So too, it's not only lirois, but it's lirois. They come to see hadar kadshai, the glory of His Holiness, ubei shechinasa, in the house of His divine presence, which lasts lahitzi suma, that excludes a blind person, shein eroi, that doesn't see. And nafila nismas ein achas, even if only one eye is blind, sharei ein rias yishleim, because it's not considered a bona fide lirois, because it's not complete, because he's blind in one eye. B'sham Nemar, and also there it says Laman Yishma, so that they should hear. Laitzim Yishem Lashmei Gemurah comes to clear if he doesn't have full hearing where he's deaf in only one ear. Laman Yilmadu, and it says that they should learn. Laitzim Yishem Medaba, that excludes someone that can't talk. Why does that have to do with from Yilmadu? Shekola Mitzuba Lilmoy, Mitzuba Lalamit, because whoever is commanded to learn is commanded to teach. This person, he can't speak, so he can't teach, so he's not considered learning, so that disqualifies him from Laman Yilmadu. And it says over there in Shemois, when you go up to see the face of Hashem, so that teaches us someone that could go up onto the mountain, the Harabais, with his feet. That excludes the other category that we spoke about, regarding chigir, if he's lame, if he's sick, if he's zaka, and elderly, and if he's pampered, a delicate person. Already explained the laws of coming to the Beis Hamikdash, Perek Gimel. Shein a tamid or lebi, so to a tummy person not fit to come into the Beis Hamikdash. V'chein a adol maros katamid, so to someone who's uncircumcised is repulsive like a tummy person. So therefore, that includes all the individuals that they're exempt from this halacha of being oila leregel in the mitzvah b'ri'iyah of coming into the Beis Hamikdash. Now halacha base continues regarding other specifics regarding those that are obligated or exempt, where hamikamitz regarding someone that from the word of kamitza, someone scrapes fistfuls. Vahu, and that is Shemalachti Lekabitz, that his workers that he gathers together, Tsoyas Kulavim, scrapes together the excrement of dogs or things that are repulsive like that. La Abit Ha'iris, and uses it to tan the hides of the animals, or Lidafuwa for medicinal reasonings. Or Vachainam Tsarf Nechaishas, or let someone that quarries copper, Bemachsav Shalay in its mines. Or Vahabdanin, although there's the leather workers, the tanners. Avpi Shemu Usim Nimalachim, although they're repulsive for the work that they do. So, Harei Lumetar and Gufam, but they'll purify their bodies, Umabushim and their clothing. when it comes time for Yom Tov, and then they go up with the rest of the Jewish people to show themselves in front of Hashem, and they're obligated. Now, Halacha Gimel. Kol katan, any minor, that he could hold on to his father's hand, and they can go from Yerushalayim, where everyone is, to the Temple Mount, Aviv Chayev, lahaloisai, so his father has obligation to bring him up, and to be seen with that son. Why? So that he can inaugurate him and train him in mitzvahs. So like it says in the pasuk, Yedo, which that's obviously in the smach, which is an allusion, that all your males should be seen, including the children. Now, but if the minor was chigur, lame, or sumo, blind, or cherish, or deaf, even in one of those parts of that organ, those limbs, then he does not have an obligation of chinuch, of inaugurating him, because afa bishar l'refu, although he's fit for being healed, she'ilu hayu gadol bukach, but the reason why he's not chayav chinuch is because if he would be an adult in this current state, hayu pati, he would be exempt, so therefore the whole mitzvah of chinuch is to train him for what he's going to do in his adult. If he was an adult, he would be exempt. So now also he's going to be exempt, commission, like we explained already in Halacha Aleph, that these types of individuals would be pater. Halacha Dalet, kol chayav b'ri'iyah. Now whoever is obligated, as we just spoke about, in the mitzvah of b'ri'iyah, in the oilish ri'iyah, chayav b'chagigah, then he's obligated in the mitzvah of the shalmi chagigah. Now b'chala pater minu ni'irub is exempt from the oilish ri'iyah, pater b'chagigah is exempt from the shalmi chagigah. Now, however, v'kulim chayav b'simcha, but the third carbon, the shalmi simcha, the rejoicing, they're all obligated in chutz, but there are some exceptions, mecheresh, the deaf mute, shayta, mental deranged, v'katan, and a minor, where these individuals are not mechayav in mitzvahs, v'arel b'tami, and someone who's uncircumcised in tami, as Rama explains, cheresh, the v'katan, memnei she'en, the b'nei chiyuv, they're never obligated in mitzvahs, hadim b'tur, mekom mitzvah, mitzvah, they're exempt from all mitzvahs that are written in the Torah. Now, the arul b'tami, regarding someone who's uncircumcised or richly impure, nei she'en oichlam b'kadoshim, v'enim rum l'biyah. The reason is because they don't need karbanis and they're not fit to come into the Beis HaMikdash. I've explained the laws of coming to the Beis HaMikdash in Perek Gimel regarding Tami, Perek Beis, Halachit Beis regarding Arel. Regarding the laws of the how the activities of Karbanis are done in Perek Gid Halacha Tes regarding the laws of an Arel. Halacha Hey. Now, Misha Yechigir Oysuma, which we said these are individuals that are exempt. If let's say someone was lame or blind, B'yom Rishon, on the first day of Yom Tov, he was healed on the second day of Yom Tov. Patim and Reim and Chagiga, he's exempt from bringing the other three of the Shalmei Chagiga. Why should be Yom Chayv Vasa? He parted because in the day that he was obligated, which was the first day of Yom Tov, he was exempt. And the explanation is because, what I mean, don't you say you bring it all 7 days if you need to? Yeah, but Shekoy Meisachag, but all the rest of the days of the Yom Tov, Tashlumi Nishanim, the only supplementing, making up for the first day of Meshman, like we explained in Perakal Falocha Dalid. And since on the first day he was exempt, so he remains exempt. It's not like he had the Chiyuv, but he just didn't. He didn't have the Chiyuv. Let's say he became Tamei the night of the first night of Yom Tov. Although on day two of Yom Tov, he purifies himself, partly he's given the exempt because since on day one he was exempt from the Ri and the Chagiga, because as we said, one of the individuals that's exempt is someone who's Tamei. So he was Tamei ready from the night, and you could only bring a carbon during the daytime, and that whole day he was Tamei only became pure on day two, so then he's never obligated for the rest of Yom Tov. Let's say he didn't become Tamei the first night, but the first day. So it means it's in the morning he was tar. Then he will be obligated to bring his shama chagiga and his other shriya during the rest of the days of Yom Tov when he becomes pure, because he had the chiyuv. It just at one point became tam, he wasn't able to bring it. But then you have the chiyuv of tashlumin the rest of the days of the Yom Tov. Halacha Vav continues regarding bringing these karbanis. So mishabal lazar b'teichem miachag. If someone comes into the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash during any one of the days of the Yom Tov, and he already brought it on day one, his oilas ri'iyah and the shama chagiga. So, ein lechayv lahavi oila b'yad b'chol eish shigan. He does not have an obligation to bring an oila with him every time he enters into the azara, because shezesh and nemavisa says, Napasi b'lo yirah fanerekim, don't see my face empty handed. Ein eila b'ikar regal b'vad. That's only in the primary yom tib itself, shu yom rishon. That's on the first day, which he brought already. Oi tashlumi rishon, or when you're making up the first day. But if you already brought vimhevi, but if you brought it, so then you're not mechayv. Now, vimhevi, if he does bring every time he comes, so every time that he brings, we accept it from him. And we sacrifice with the designation of being Oil Asriya. And the reason is Shari'iyah and Lashir. This is one of the things that we say every single day. There's no measurement, and you can bring as much as you want to. There's a minimum. Halacha Zayin. Hefesh es behemis l'chagiga. So let's say he designates 10 animals for Hashanah Chagiga. Now, the Hikr men miktasim berishin pasak. Now, he brought some of them on day one, and then he just stopped. He didn't continue in the rest of that day. So then, shuvin lechayzer makavasha. Then he can't go ahead and sacrifice the rest anymore. Why? Shahari shir oisim, because he has left them on the side. Meaning he revealed his intention that he doesn't want to sacrifice them anymore on day one. Where there's many different explanations in the commentaries exactly in the Rishonim, what exactly does that mean? What is this invalidation? What is this? But ultimately, he's showing that he was not interested. Now, if Imlek Pasuk, let's say he didn't stop. Like, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just, you know, I'm not bringing the rest of them now. El Dechoka, I mean, just that the day was pushing, he just wasn't able to get it all in that day. Then Makav Asher LaMachar, then he could bring the rest tomorrow because that'll be Mashlim for the Yom Rishon, which he just wasn't able to bring it because the day was over. Halacha Ches, Oilas Re'iyah, this Oilas Re'iyah in the Ba El Melachulim, it can only be brought from unconsecrated funds. Kashar Kaban Neshodim Chaybem, like any carbon that a person is obligated in, has to come from Chulin so to the Oilas Re'iyah, which is a Chiyav. Av Hashem Chagiga, but regarding the Shlam of the Chagiga, Bois Mimois Meiser Sheni, specifically it could come from the funds of like Meiser Sheni funds. Hama'udavis emoyis chulin that's mixed together, if it's mixed together, with chulin funds, which is a rebbe from the pasuk. Lekech min ataraybis, he could take from that mixture of chulin and ma'aser sheni funds, he could take behema, but ma'aser sheni funds is when someone has his grain and he has the first tithe, gives to levim, second tithe, instead of bringing it up, he deconsecrated on the funds. Those funds could be used with the ma'aser chulin to buy the shamech hagiga. Where he takes min ataraybis behema, he takes an animal, makriba shamech hagiga, he brings it as a shamech hagiga. But as long as shir achil that as long as that you have from the funds of chulin, that the amount of the first eating will be enough, that first eating of the chagiga will be from chulin funds. Now the reason for this is because the shamech chagiga is an obligation. Whatever is obligation in the balam chulin only comes from chulin, so you have to make sure the first achil is from chulin, but the rest of it could be from tarayvis with mois meiser sheni. Now halacha tes how. Now, Ma'aser Behemah is a different Ma'aser. Ma'aser Behemah is every tenth animal is a carbon called Ma'aser Behemah. Now, the Shamech HaGigah could be taken from the Ma'aser Behemah, but then in that case, you wouldn't be able to bring it on Yom Tov. Because then you might go to say, hey, you know, I have to bring this Ma'aser Behemah as a carbon anyway, and I could use it from the Shamech HaGigah, which is also a Chiyav. Instead of bringing two, I'll just go do it. And the problem is, you can't do it on Yom Tov. Like, one interpretation is because you're going to have to make a red dye on it, where that would be a problem because you have to stamp which one's the 10th one. So that if we're going to let you do it, bring it as a carbon, you might come to do Ma'aser Behemah, which would be problematic. So although you could use it, but you can't do this on Yom Tov itself. Halacha Yod, Yetzin Yisrael Yidei Chayv Shami Simcha. Now, regarding the third type of carbon, the Shami Simcha, so that a Jew, meaning a non-Kohen, could fulfill his obligation, b'nadar, b'nadavis, and ma'aser behemah, he could take ma'aser behemah, he could take nadar, b'nadavis, whatever he has that he has to bring as a carbon. Uva v'kahanim, where they get to eat the meat of b'chatas of asher, when someone brings a sin or guilt offering, the kahanim eat it. Uva or the firstborn, uva chaz v'shayik, or from any carbon, which they take the breast and the thigh, those karbanas the kohen could use for his shalmei simcha. Why? Shemitzah, because what is this mitzvah? He l'smoyach is just to rejoice by chilas basar with the eating of meat lifnei Hashem in front of Hashem, like as from a carbon, berechala, and he's eating from a carbon. And you don't have to actually bring a special carbon, like you're saying, oh, chiv has to come from something of chulin. No, you just have to make sure you're eating meat of a carbon that you're eating. But they do not fulfill the obligations of nachas, not with a bird carbon, not with a flower offering. Because they're not meat that makes a person happy. It has to be specifically the meat of an animal. Some have halacha yad alef over here. Rabbi Anu b'psachim already explained the laws of the Karban Pesach and Perigur halacha yad gimel. Shechagigas are ba'as rishos. The Karban Chagigah that we bring on the 14th of Nisan together with the Karban Pesach is voluntary, depending if you don't have enough of the Karban Pesach to go around for all the mouths you have to feed, and you want to eat the Karban Pesach ala seiva. Therefore, einon miyotze ba'yidei chavis chagigah. So a person cannot fulfill his obligation of the other chagigah, the Shama Chagigah that we're talking about, which is brought on the 15th of Nisan, which we explain in Halacha Ches, can only be from Chulin, you cannot use your Chagigas Arba Asim to fulfill your obligation, Elias B'chay B'Simcha. Rather, you can use it to fulfill your obligation of Simcha, like we said, because that you don't have to bring from your Chulin thing. Here, this is something that, these are two different things. In other words, because it's Rishos, so you could fulfill your obligation of a simcha, because if it was chayva, then you wouldn't fulfill even the obligation of a simcha, because it's a mitzvah of the Karban Pesach. So we're saying, just like in that yotze and the chagiga of shalmei simcha, because these are three mitzvahs for the Yom Tov, so too, if the chagiga would be a chayva, you wouldn't be able to fulfill your chiv of simcha. That's what's saying, that this is something that you cannot fulfill your obligation of chagiga, because that has to come, something specially for that of chulin. But you could use it for your chiv of simcha. Some have halacha yud beis over here, or halacha yud aleph. Now, mishayi leishami neder oy nedava. Same thing. If let's say someone had a shlam of a neder nedava, or shchat me'av yamtiv, and he slaughtered from before yamtiv, so av b'shach chalim b'yamtiv, even though he's eating on yamtiv, and yet to be dechav is chagiga, he can't, again, similar idea, he cannot fulfill your obligation of chagiga, she'in debal mechulin. That could only be brought from chulin. And here, where you're bringing a voluntary thing, like we said, you're nedava, just like the chagiga is arbasa, it's rishos, but that has to be, the shalmi chagiga has to be specifically from something of chulin. Like we're saying, you could go ahead and fulfill your obligation of simcha, and that's even though it was even slaughtered on from before Yom Tov, as the Rambam explains whether this is a continuation of Halachic Beis or where Halachic Beis starts. Even though you slaughtered before the Yom Tov, since ultimately you're eating from it on the Yom Tov, you fulfill the obligation. Again, to slaughter the Shalmi Simcha at a time of Simcha, it doesn't have an obligation of a special carbon, you just have to eat meat from a carbon. So therefore, just like we said by the Chagigas Yudalit, so too we're saying regarding Ned and the Dava, that's going to work for the Shami Simcha, but again, it's not going to work for the Shami Chagiga. Halacha Yud Gimel, late Halacha, Yabi Adam Taida, a person not bring a Thanksgiving offering, but Yerma Ba'as on the 14th of Nisan, because there's breads that come along with their carbon, and Shem Evin Kaddish Shem Lebesa Psul, we don't want to bring carbonis to be invalidated earlier than they have to, and after the fourth hour in the day, she can't eat Chametz anymore. Now, maybe if someone did bring the Taida, so obviously we'd have to get rid of the breads, but again, you could fulfill your obligation of simcha on the Seder night, not the next day, because then it's already going to be possible. Lina, like we explained in Halacha Yud, that you can fulfill your obligation of Shabbos Simcha with the Dharm and the Dabas and the Taida and Chagigas Yudalit, but we said in Halacha Yud Beis that you don't have to even shecht it at the time of the simcha, and like here you're doing it on the 14th of Nisan, but again, you wouldn't be able to fulfill your obligation of the Shabbos Chagigah with it. Halacha Yud Dalet, if someone says, let's say he says, I have an obligation to bring a Thanksgiving offering, but only if she eats it by Yedecha Vasla Shem Chagiga. I wanted to be able to fulfill my obligation of Chagiga, which has to be, that is a Chiyav and has to be brought from Chulin. This is a Chulin animal, but I'll bring it as a Taida on the condition I can bring it as Chagiga. So the Halach is Chayv Lohavi Taida, because the moment he says, Harei Lai Taida, he has an obligation to bring a Taida. And the Inyat Bidei Chagiga does not fulfill his obligation of Chagiga, Shem Chagiga, Baal Machulim, because it's already Taida. Now that you said that I should fulfill my obligation of Chagiga, you can't, because it's not bringing from Chul. Now the Rambam continues regarding being concerned for the Levi and the paupers. Kishizbach Od Mesham Chagiga Mesham Simcha. When a person does slaughter his two shlamims, one obligatory, one that wherever it's from, but these two shlamims for celebrating and for rejoicing. Layi Eichel Hu Ban the Beishter Bilvad. It shouldn't just be him and his sons and his wife eating. V'yidama she'yasa mitzvah, and he's imagined as if he's doing this great mitzvah, a complete mitzvah. No, elechayv l'samech anim bu'om lolam. Rather, he has an obligation to gladden the poor and those who are forlorn. Shemek says in the pasuk in Devarim, v'alevi v'agir v'yosam amona, and the Levi and the convert and the orphan and the widow. Those are people that you have to be concerned about. Machel hakol u'mashkim kvi asher. You have to feed them and give them to drink according to the ability of his wealth. Now, if someone eats his karbanos, please simach eluim, he does not have these others rejoicing with him. Olev nemar regarding such a person, this is a pasuk in Hosea. Zivcheihem kalechem oynim lehem. Their karbanos are like the bread of those who are calling out to them. Kol oichlav yitamau, all who eat them are impure. Hilachem lanafshem, because their bread is for themselves. O mitzvah balevi yisimakal, and the mitzvah to include the Levi is more than all the others that we mentioned. The reason for that is, Levi she'en lo loichelik v'lenachlo. Levi doesn't have a portion of Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't have an inheritance. Ve'en lo matanz b'basan. He doesn't even get, like the Kohen, get some of the kind of gifts from the meat that's being sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash. Fikach tzach lezamen levim al shulchan l'samchum. Therefore, one has an obligation to invite levim on their table and to have them rejoice. Eitn lehem matnes basur and ma'aser shalem, or at least to give them gifts of meat together with their ma'aser that you have to give to Levi. So that they should find their needs that they need for the Yom Tov. And whoever forsakes the Levi from having him be happy, and he delays from giving his maisers on the Yom Tov, is violated a negative prohibition, like it says in the Pasuk in the Barim, you should safeguard for yourself, maybe you're going to forsake the Levi.